So, thank you all for coming, and I'm very honored to be here in Shridhar Mayapur, giving class to the Russians.
Спасибо за то, что пригласили, пришли. Мне очень приятно. Я тронут тем, что я даю класс для русскоязычных преданных.
Today's class in the beautiful Bhagavatam by Sri Krishna's wife Ayan.
Сегодня мы читаем Шримад Бхагаватам, написанный Шри Кришной Двай Паяной.
Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 63. I have to let my eyes focus for a moment. The print's a little small. Gityardva Yitaya Umbi Trailoke Tatra Tatra Pavishta
Pavishta
Karna
Karna
Randreshu
Randreshu
Srinam
Srinam
Namaha
Namaha
Satam
Satam
Iva
Iva
Kirtyodva Gitaya Pumbis Tadoke Tatra Tatra
Tadoke Tatra
Ravishtaha Karna Rande Dreshu
Ravishtaha Karna Rande Dreshu
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Pavishtaha Karna Randreshu
Pavishtaha Karna Randreshu
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Trailoke
Tatra Tatra
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Ravishtaha Karna Randreshu
Ravishtaha Karna Randreshu
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Srinam Ramaha Satamiva
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Kirtyardva Gitaya
Trailokye Tatra Tatra
Trailokye Tatra Tatra
Ravishtat Karna Randresu
Ravishtat Karna Randresu
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Ravishtah Karna Randesu
Ravishtah Karna Randesu
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Mothers
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Kirtyardva Gitaya Pumbis
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Ravishtah Karna Randresu
Ravishtah Karna Randresu
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Kirtyardva
Gitaya Pumbis
Trailoke Tatra Tatra
Trailoke Tatra Tatra Ravishtah Karna Randresu Srinam Ramah Satamiva
Kurta Kirya by reputation.
Slow.
Urdhva Gitaya
Urdhva Gitaya
by loud declarations.
Proglashenia.
Pumbihi. By the general public.
Lusmi.
Trailoke.
Trailoke.
All over the universe. Tatra tatra.
Tatra tatra.
Here and there.
Tutu tam.
Ah. Certainly.
Несомненно.
Pravishtaha.
Pravishtaha.
Entering.
Входя.
Karnarandreshu.
Karnarandreshu.
In the oral holes.
Ушные отверстия.
Стринам.
Стринам.
Of the women.
Женщины.
Рамаха.
Рамаха.
Lord Ramchandra.
Господь Рамачандра.
Satam.
Satam.
Of the devotees.
Преданных.
Ива.
Ива.
Like.
Как.
Translation. Throughout the whole universe. Should I say that? Okay. Throughout the whole universe, in the higher, lower, and middle planetary systems, Prithu Maharaj's reputation was loudly declared, and all the ladies and saintly persons heard his glories, which were as sweet as the glories of Lord Ramchandra.
Слава Махараджа Притху гремела по всей Вселенной. О нем знали все обитатели высших, средних и низших планетных систем. Все женщины и святые мудрецы слушали рассказы о его деяниях с тем же удовольствием, что и повествование о подвиге Господа Рамачандры.
Purport. In this verse, the words Srinam and Ramaha are significant. In the practice amongst ladies, it is the practice amongst ladies to hear and enjoy the praises of certain heroes. From this verse, it appears that Prithu Maharaj's reputation was so great that ladies all over the universe would hear of it with great pleasure. At the same time, his glories were heard all over the universe by the devotees, and they were as pleasing as Lord Ramachandra's glories. Lord Ramchandra's kingdom is still existing, and recently there was a political party in India named the Ramarja Party, which wanted to establish a kingdom resembling the kingdom of Ram. Unfortunately, modern politicians want the kingdom of Ram without Ram himself. Although they have banished the idea of God consciousness, they still expect to establish the kingdom of Ram. Such a proposal is rejected by devotees. Prithu Maharaj's reputation was heard by saintly persons because his exactly represented Lord Ramchandra, the ideal king. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports in the 4th canto, 22nd chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Four Kumaras.
Особого внимания заслуживают употребленные в этом стихе слова «стринам» и «рамах». Женщинам очень нравится слушать рассказы о прославляющих великих героев. Из этого стиха явствует, что Притху Махараджа был столь знаменит, что обитательницы всех планетных систем с огромным удовольствием слушали рассказы о его славных деяниях. Этим повествованием внимали и все преданные во Вселенной, слушать о них такое же удовольствие, как слушать рассказы о подвигах Господа Рамачандры. Царство Господа Рамачандры существует до сих пор. И недавно в Индии появилась новая политическая партия, назвавшая себя партией Рамараджи и провозгласившая своей целью создание царства, подобного царству Рамы. К сожалению, современные политики хотят создать царство Рамы без Рамы. отвергая необходимость создания Бога, они тем не менее надеются создать царство Рамы. Преданные не признают подобных теорий. Святые мудрецы слушали рассказы, прославляющие Махараджа Бритху, именно потому, что он был таким же идеальным царем, как Господь Рамачандра. Так заканчивается комментарий Бхактивиданты в 22 главе Шримад Бхагаватам, которая называется «Встреча Махараджа Бритху с четырьмя куварами».
Once again, the translation. Throughout the whole universe, in the higher, lower, and middle planetary systems, Ritu Maharaj's reputation was loudly declared, and all ladies and saintly persons heard his glories, which were as sweet as the glories of Lord Ramchandra.
Все женщины и святые мудрецы слушали рассказы о его деяниях с тем же удовольствием, что и повествование о Боге, как Господь
Рамчандра. Bancha kalpatarubya stakri vasanye jata kitanam bhavane vyo vaishnavi dhona ho namaha. So, Russian is a very beautiful sounding language.
Русский очень звучный язык, не правда ли?
It's pleasing. I know that Srila Prabhupada is extremely pleased that right here in Mayapur, his dream city, this class is taking place with so many Russians.
Prabhupada,
this was his dream for the whole world to come here. I know it makes me very happy. It makes me very happy. So, we're reading of the glories of Maharaj Prithu. Maharaj Prithu's glories had spread all over the entire universe. We have to remember that these are not the results of someone who tried very hard to become rich and famous.
И мы знаем, что не это результат того, кто пытается быть известным и богатым.
Можешь сказать, здесь попросить, там не шуметь невозможно. А кто-то говорит, сказать, стоп, легче идет, легче.
It's okay. I understand. Prithu Maharaj's glories were so great because he was a wonderful, pure devotee of the Lord. As we've discussed before, one who becomes a pure devotee gives up the desires for material benefits.
Как мы знаем, обсуждали прежде, чисто преданный, тот, кто оставил материальное желание ради собственного же блага.
He gives up the desire for fame, profit, adoration, and distinction.
Он оставил желание выгоды, славы, почитания и прочего.
Does anyone know why? Why is it?
Знает почему?
Why does the devotee give up these things?
Почему преданный оставляет все эти вещи?
What is that process of giving up the desire for self-glorification?
В чем заключается процесс оставления этих вещей, таких как самопрославление?
It's because the devotee wants so much to glorify the Supreme Lord.
Поскольку это потому, что преданный сильно желает прославить Верховного Господа.
He forgets all about any glorification to himself.
И он практически забывает о прославлениях в свой адрес.
As our love for the Supreme Lord grows, we tend to not put ourselves in the center. As our love for the Lord grows, we don't think of ourselves as number one.
Значит, по мере того, как у нас возрастает привязанность к Господу, мы забываем о своем желании быть в центре.
Sometimes I ask people to think, what if we were to take a picture of all of us together in the room? A picture. Everyone get together in a group.
Что если вот я предлагаю представить такое, что если бы нас всех собрали и сделали такое групповое фото?
So we have a very nice camera and we take a picture of all of us.
У нас хорошая камера и нас всех запечатлели на нее.
So when we develop the picture and pass it around, when the picture comes to you, who's the first person you look for? Number one. See, that's a problem. That's a problem that we have. We think we're number one. See, if we were pure devotees, we would be looking for Krishna. Krishna becomes the center. We're not even thinking about ourselves. We're thinking of only Krishna and Krishna's desires and his happiness. We know as living entities, once we have some Krishna consciousness, we know that we're okay, we're all right. We are the living entity, we're the spirit soul, so we cannot die. We're part and parcel of Krishna. Once we realize that we are eternal servants of Krishna, then we should feel comfortable.
И как только к нам приходит это понимание, знание о том, что мы вечные слуги Кришны, мы должны ощущать себя очень, очень комфортно.
With that feeling, we should become completely confident.
Имея это чувство, мы должны пребывать в стойкой убежденности.
So we're taking shelter of the Supreme Lord and we feel peaceful and we don't have to worry about ourselves. Krishna will always take care of us and we know that to be a fact. So now we don't have to focus on ourselves.
И у нас нет необходимости концентрироваться на собственном персоне.
And we focus only on Krishna's desires.
Мы концентрируемся только на желании Кришны.
You see. Maharaj Prithu was such a pure devotee.
И вот Махарадж Притху был именно таким преданным.
He put Krishna in the center of all of his activities, all of his decisions.
Он поставил Кришну в центр любой.
And because of this, Krishna glorified him all over the universe. Even though Maharaj Prithu did not want this glorification. It's just like our beloved Srila Prabhupada. He wasn't looking to be famous or rich. Anything like that. He was simply trying to carry out the order of his Guru Maharaj and please Guru and Krishna.
Единственное, что его заботило, это распространять указания его духовному учителю, Кришна, слава Кришна.
And Krishna gave him everything. Krishna spread his fame all over the three worlds. Prabhupada is known all over the world. Srila Prabhupada is known all over this planet. And it's because of the glorification of the Supreme Lord. So even though the devotee stops wanting fame, profit, adoration, and distinction, Krishna wants the devotee to have fame, profit, adoration, and
distinction.
Because he knows the devotee will use everything in the service of Krishna. So, such a devotee as Maharaj Prithu is a perfect example of an exalted, pure devotee of the Lord. One who is totally surrendered and puts Krishna in the center of all his thoughts. He hadn't any desires. He had no desires for his own satisfaction. He was satisfied in serving Krishna. It said earlier in this chapter, a few verses earlier, that Maharaj Prithu was eager to satisfy the desires of everyone in his kingdom. He was pleased by satisfying the desires of others. Therefore, he became a perfect ruler. He was a Rajarshi, a saintly king. So, we could see the qualities of the pure devotee here. He was totally satisfied and offered everything to Krishna. So when we offer everything to Krishna, it has to be first class. Whatever we offer to Krishna, we want to be first class, isn't it? Everything that we offer to Krishna, we want it to be first class. So therefore, if one is offering all of his activities, all of his thoughts, and everything to Lord Krishna, then all of his thoughts have to be first class. All of his activities have to be first class. You see. Because no one wants to offer anything low class to Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness, by practicing it perfectly, will make you perfect. By practicing Krishna consciousness, you will become. It will make you perfect. Srila Prabhupada describes how the devotee does everything in such a first-class way. He described that as the art of doing a thing perfectly. So the devotees stand out from the rest of the world. Because they want everything they do to be first class.
Они хотят, чтобы это было первосортным.
and everything they say to be first class. Their behavior to be first class. You see, everything about them becomes first class. Because their life is an offering to Krishna. If you offer your life to Krishna, with love and devotion, then your life becomes perfect. You see? So, we can see how being a devotee will affect your life. As we advance in Krishna consciousness, we'll become more and more a first-class person. Srila Prabhupada said, everything that we do will reflect on your guru. So, we become first class. It's a long process. And it may be a lifelong process. But we'll notice as the devotees advance in Krishna consciousness, they become more and more first class. Just look at the deity worship here in Mayapur. We can see that the devotees that have been here so long, so many years, have become so first class themselves. And therefore, all the deity worship is on such a high level. So we should strive in our daily activities. Try hard. To do everything we do to the best of our ability. We are representatives of Guru and Krishna. And the world will judge Guru and Krishna based on us. Therefore, we must become the friend of all living entities. We must become gentle persons. We must be fair. Honest, and cause no disturbance to anyone, and spread Krishna consciousness to every living entity. So in that way, we become first-class persons. And we can see with all the great acharyas, they're first-class persons. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhakti Vinod, so on, all of them. First class, you see. Srila Prabhupada was a first class man. First class behavior. Treating everyone with love. So the devotee deals with the world in love. The devotees are the only one who deal with the world in love. The devotees of Krishna are the only ones who know how to love. It's because we've been trained by learning to love Krishna. The supreme love affair. So, once we learn to love Krishna, we have to turn that love on all living entities as well. That means especially one another. Most certainly, all the devotees. So we have to deal with it. Srila Prabhupada asked us to deal with each other in love and trust. No duality. No deception. Dishonesty. Straightforward and loving affection for one another. If we follow the Shikshastika, this becomes very easy. Lord Chaitanya says, think of yourself lower than the straw in the street. So therefore, I'm not seeing myself as number one. We have to see everyone as number one. We should see everyone as more important than we are. And offer due respect to everyone. Not just the devotees. Everyone. We should take the love that we've learned from being devotees. And distribute it to everyone we meet. The devotee becomes the best friend of everyone. And everyone loves the devotee. Because the devotee deals honestly and lovingly. And the devotee is a first-class person. Only the demons will not like us. So, we can see the glories of the devotee are because he has turned his love to Krishna.
Мы можем видеть, что слава Кришне происходит из того, что он стал преданным.
Because the devotee loves Guru and Krishna so much,
поскольку преданный любит Гуру и Кришну очень сильно,
the rest of the world sees them as very beautiful.
Весь мир видит его в приятных красках самого преданного.
Just being a pure devotee makes you beautiful.
Просто став преданным, это украшает нас.
The whole world saw Srila Prabhupada as beautiful.
Весь мир видел Шрилу Прабхупаду в таком прекрасном свете.
Even the non-devotees.
Даже непреданные.
Everyone had a great appreciation for him.
Все и каждый очень ценили, высоко ценили Шрилу Прабхупаду.
No one had any complaints.
Никто не жаловался.
So we have to learn.
We have to
learn how to behave in this way.
Каким образом мы можем вести себя так же?
Not that we can imitate.
Не имитируя.
But we can emulate.
Но можем задействовать подобное поведение.
We can behave in such a way that gradually we become pure devotees.
Мы можем вести себя на такой манер, что в итоге мы станем чистыми преданными.
One shouldn't think, oh, but I'm so fallen, I can't do it. That's denying the potency of your guru. That's denying the potency of Krishna consciousness. Krishna and guru have the potency to make you a pure devotee.
Guru Krishna имеет силу сделать из вас чистым преданным.
We simply have to follow properly.
И нам стоит просто следовать этому процессу правильно.
The expected success of all of us is to become pure devotees.
Ожидаемый успех каждого из нас – это то, что мы станем чистыми преданными.
So we shouldn't think that, oh, it's impossible. How can I become a pure devotee?
И нам не стоит думать, как я могу это все осуществить, как я могу стать преданным чистым.
I cannot become pure devotee on my own.
Собственными усилиями мы действительно не сможем стать чистым.
But if I take the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna's pure devotee,
но если я приму прибежище у стоп чистого преданного Кришны,
anything can happen.
Все возможно.
By their mercy.
По их милости.
So, I think I should ask for questions. Questions at night? Okay. Whatever. I'm your servant. Well, I could ask to see if there are any questions now, and we'll continue. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for the class.
Thank you.
Если мы не хотим славу, почему мы, когда оканчиваем мантру, говорим all glories to the assembled devotees? Получается, что мы говорим о Борис, вся слава для вас, а они говорят, нет, нет, мы не хотим. Так получается.
When we chant the Prema Navani, first of all, the devotee doesn't want the glorification. But while we chant the Prema Navani, we say at the end that all glories to the assembly, including ourselves. What's how to explain this?
That's very good observation. The devotee is glorifying all the assembled devotees. He may not say, me too. He means all the assembled devotees, and we may think of ourselves, I'm not even a devotee.
Говоря, все собравшиеся преданные, мы не обязательно имеем в виду себя. Я могу даже не считать себя преданным.
But Krishna has other plans for you.
Krishna есть особый план для вас.
He may want you to be glorified.
Хочет, чтобы вы были прославлены.
It's not a one-sided thing. It's a one-sided. It's not like.
Это не однобоко надо смотреть на это.
Krishna wants to reciprocate.
Krishna хочет взаимодействия.
He doesn't just accept.
Он не хочет просто принимать.
Krishna gives.
Krishna дает.
See? So, as you love Krishna and learn to love Krishna more and more,
по мере того, как вы учитесь любить Кришну все больше и больше,
he becomes very happy.
Вы становитесь счастливее.
And through his love for you, he may want you to be glorified. So can you refuse Krishna? We may be embarrassed. But we have to accept. We may disagree with Krishna. I don't deserve. But Krishna can be stubborn.
No, Krishna, no mind.
He may insist.
Он будет настаивать, может настоять.
And then we say.
Тогда мы скажем.
Jai.
Jai.
Is that a good answer?
Yes.
Who's next? Yes, Prabhu.
Если позволите, я сначала задам вопрос, а вы потом объедините
хорошо.
Что такое слава? Если слава это синоним известности, тогда получается очень многие преданные, чисто преданные, остались бесславными. Вот. Если это не синоним известности, тогда что это такое?
Famous all over the world, that and we can. On another hand, we can see that many of you devotees they left and fame.
Yeah.
So famous.
Yeah.
It appears to be my contradiction. But
Yes.
Fame and Sunday devotees, they are not so famous. We don't know them.
Right.
But how come?
They're famous. The devotee is becomes famous sometimes to everyone.
Порой преданный действительно становится известен всем.
Meaning all the inhabitants of the planet.
Имею в виду всех обитателей этой планеты.
The devotees and non-devotees too.
И преданные, и непреданные, они узнают.
Шрила Прабхупада is known by almost everyone.
Прабхупаду знают почти все.
You see. Some devotees, some pure devotees, are only known, they're famous in the community of devotees.
Порой другие преданные, чистые преданные, известны только в пределах общества преданных.
And the community of devotees isn't limited to just this planet. Their fame is spread all over the three worlds.
Их слава not limited by this planet.
Not limited just on this earth.
Значит, общество преданных не ограничено только этой планетой. И слава таких преданных распространяется все же по всем трем мирам.
The demigods, they're famous amongst the demigods.
Полубоги известны среди полубогов.
But the devotee doesn't start out looking for fame.
Но преданный не начинает гоняться за славой.
But Krishna gives him fame.
Но Кришна дает славу.
When he wants to.
Что же он хочет?
Sometimes Krishna gives the devotee fame in order to help you in your preaching. If you have a desire to preach, Krishna will give you anything you need. He will send you money, manpower, fame, whatever. Krishna will give you all resources.
Krishna даст все, все возможности при желании.
Especially if you desire to preach and spread the holy name.
Если особенно вы желаете распространять славу святого имени.
The only restriction is in our desire.
Одно ограничение это желание.
The only thing lacking is we don't have a pure enough desire.
Все, что у нас недостает, это из-за того, что у нас нет чистого желания.
If we have a pure desire to spread the holy name all over the world, Krishna will give us the facility. So we just have to purify our desire. We need to take ourselves out of the center and put Guru and Krishna in the center. Is that okay? Yes. Who's next?
Не могли бы вы объяснить более подробнее, что означает найти прибежище у лотоса стоп другого
учителя? More detail. What does it mean to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna?
Taking shelter of the lotus feet of the guru. Means to realize that he is our only safety. From our worst enemy. Maya. Guru gives us shelter from Maya. Guru helps us adjust and get rid of our false ego. Sometimes the guru may chastise you. And in such a way, take away some of your false humility or your false prestige. And your false ego. We all need help with our false ego. It's a big job that we have. It's something we have to do for one another. We have to help each other. One of the main duties of the guru is to help you with your false ego.
И одна из обязанностей духовного учителя
Because we cannot put Guru and Krishna in the center if we're in the center. We have to think of Guru and Krishna first. Does that answer the question? We have to see the Guru as our only hope. The Guru is our only hope, so therefore he is our protector, he is our shelter. Like Om Gyan Tumarinda Shah Gananjanan Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiliton Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. But my spiritual master opened my darkened eyes. With the torchlight of knowledge. The spiritual master is the only source of knowledge. All knowledge we think we had before, simply rubbish. The Guru gives us true knowledge. So therefore, everything, all our knowledge, all our true understanding is coming from Him. He is giving us Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. So the Guru is giving you everything. He gives you Krishna. Krishna is everything. Therefore, He is your shelter. He's the only thing we need. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are all we need.
Is that
okay? Yes. I think he was first, then you.
Вот кроме нашей расы, принцип прославления существует и в других расах. Что в каждой расе существует принцип иерархии, в других расах принцип иерархии нет. И существует ли в других расах этот принцип прославления, скажем, всякой расы?
Прославление чего? Кого?
Прославление Бога или прославление преданного?
There's in Saki, that's in us, there's the principle of glorification is there, and there are different gradations of Sakiras or Dasiras. Prabhupada wonders if any of principle of glorification in the other rasas is there.
Yes, it becomes the duty of the devotee. In any ras, to glorify our fellow devotees, each other, of the other devotees, the assembled devotees, to glorify the assembled devotees. It becomes our duty.
Прославление всех, каждого преданного становится нашей обязанностью в любой из раз.
We're not looking for any glorification ourselves.
Мы не гонимся за прославлением себя самих.
But we take great pleasure in glorifying the other devotees.
Нам доставляет даже удовольствие прославлять других преданных.
We can always see something wonderful about every devotee.
Мы должны видеть в каждом из них нечто удивительное.
And therefore, we overlook whatever faults there may be. And we see only the beautiful service attitude the devotee has.
И нам глаза будут бросаться только его поведение в служении Кришне.
So, yeah, in any ras, for the devotee, for us, that's our chief duty.
Это наша главная обязанность.
Topmost, glorify the spiritual master. But we should always glorify our fellow devotees. Is that okay?
Glorification takes place only then where we have a hierarchy.
Have what?
Hierarchy.
Hierarchy?
Hierarchy. Yeah. So if in Sakyaras there's everyone is equal, why they glorify each other? And he thinks he comes from that point.
Yeah. We glorify each other even
though
because the devotee can only see the good qualities in other devotees. Actually, the devotee only sees the good qualities in everyone. The Uttama Adhikari sees everyone as the devotee of Krishna. He doesn't discriminate. Factually, everyone is devotee of Krishna. It's just that we're learning that we are. And others haven't realized it, that they're devotees yet. So we have to offer them the same love as we do each other. You see? So we may glorify even though everyone may be on the same platform, we may glorify certain qualities that each devotee may have. He may have very wonderful qualities, and we glorify those. She may have very wonderful qualities, and we glorify those. Even though it may be somewhat on the same level, every devotee is different. Every living entity has a special role that they play with Krishna. Every living entity has a special relationship with Krishna. So therefore, we may be the same, but each one of us is unique in our relationship with Krishna. So, if every one of us is unique in our relationship with Krishna, then every one of us is extra special to Krishna. Factually, every one of us is Krishna's favorite. In the material world, you have to have only one favorite. But you can't put those limitations on Krishna. Krishna can have everyone, all living entities, his favorite at the same time.
Krishna одновременно все живые существа каждого и всех
Because every one of us has a very unique role that we play with Krishna.
Поскольку каждый, все и каждый из нас играет особеннейшую роль в отношении с Кришной.
Is that okay?
Принцип прославления это основывается на любви, а не на иерархии.
Principle of glorification each other based on love, but not on hierarchy.
No, on love. On love.
Конечно, на любви.
If I love Krishna and you love Krishna,
если я люблю Кришну и вы любите Кришну,
and I see how nicely you're serving Krishna,
я вижу, насколько удивительно вы служите Кришне,
and I see how much you love Krishna,
я вижу, как вы любите Кришну,
how can I not glorify it?
Как я не могу вас не прославить за это?
How can I not?
Как я могу это пренебречь?
The only way that I could not glorify you, the only way that I would not, is if I were angry because you're not glorifying me. You see? If I put myself as number one, or if I put Krishna as number one.
Все дело в том, что кем я ставлю, кого я ставлю первым, тебя или Кришну.
If I put Krishna as number one,
если я ставлю Кришну первый план,
and you're loving him so nicely,
и вы любите его удивительным образом,
then you become very dear to me.
Тогда вы становитесь автоматически дороги мне.
Let's let the lady ask. The ladies haven't asked me yet. Yes, Mother?
How to overcome the offenses if, for example, first we met some friend in Kodi and we see that he's so nice, he's doing such a nice service and we glorify him. But after, if we're getting closer, we can see some wrong behavior or wrong qualities or something. Our mood changes and we, after we cannot appreciate what we do before, what we did before. And how to overcome this.
That you want to repeat your question?
Вопрос такой. Мы сначала кем-то вдохновляемся, видим какого-то преданного, нам так нравится его служение, мы его прославляем, но потом, если мы начинаем близко общаться, бывает, мы видим какие-то негативные качества, и потом все наше прежнее восхваление, оно уходит, мы уже не видим ничего сложно увидеть хорошее, как это преодолеть. How to overcome?
Sometimes we have to realize that it's the fault is in our vision.
Иногда нам нужно понять, что вот этот недостаток заключается в нашем видении.
We have to always question.
Нужно всегда задаваться вопросом.
Is the fault with someone else or is the fault with me?
Что это не то со мной или либо с другим?
Is it through? Am I seeing through false ego?
Вижу ли я ложное эго? Через ложное эго?
It could be that I'm a little bit in illusion.
И, возможно, я могу находиться в какой-то иллюзии.
Or it could be that this devotee does have some bad qualities.
Да, может случиться так, что преданный действительно имеет ряд неблагоприятных качеств.
But there must have been some good qualities that we saw.
Но вместе с тем и хорошие качества тоже присутствуют должны у них.
So if those good qualities are there,
но поскольку хорошие качества все-таки присутствуют,
let me glorify in those qualities.
Дай-ка я прославлю лучше их, эти хорошие качества.
Offer my love to that devotee.
Выразить свою любовь этим преданным.
My service.
Мое служение.
And that way encourage the devotee to overcome some bad qualities that they have.
И мое служение для этих преданных будет заключаться в том, чтобы вдохновлять их, можно больше оставить эти плохие привычки и желания.
Love will cure everything.
Любовь лечит все.
It's the strongest medicine.
Это самое действенное лекарство.
We will cure the bad qualities of the devotee.
Мы вылечим плохие качества преданных.
by offering our love. Therefore, Prabhupada gave us one of his last instructions was to deal with one another in love and trust. Ultimate importance.
Sometimes
we don't have love now, we like acting with lust.
Yes. Yeah.
So it can be also
understand.
Yeah.
Оно это также очень требует к себе, то есть снисхождение, тогда.
Нет, иногда у нас нет любви, у нас вожделение, и мы можем как бы под видом любви предлагать как бы другое что-то.
Подмена.
That lust will force us to act in ways that we don't want to act.
Force.
It will make us lust.
Yes, yes.
Will make us act in ways that we may not want to behave.
Да, любовь на самом деле так или иначе выведет своей силой нас, выведет нас на тот путь, чтобы и заставит действовать нас таким образом, каким мы может быть даже не желаем действовать.
In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I think it's the 32nd verse. Arjuna asks, Krishna, why is it sometimes we act as if forced to act?
Arjuna спрашивает Кришна, что это такое, когда порой мы вынуждены действовать даже против своей воли?
You know that verse?
Yes.
Krishna says, it is lust only, Arjuna. It's the all-devouring enemy. Now, why is lust bad?
Because if we're offering, we're thinking, we want to offer something, but then it's not love, it's lust, then people, some devotee can be, he can understand wrong.
Yes, but can lust be good? Lust is good. If we lust, what is it? Nectar devotion, Rupa Goswami, what does he call that? Lalyam, yeah. The lalyam is lust to serve Krishna. And that's glorious. It brings happiness to you. And happiness to all the assembled devotees. But when the lust is to serve me, then it contaminates everything. Anything for Krishna is good. Anger. Krishna wanted Arjuna to get angry. He wanted him to get mean. Get angry. Fight. Kill them. You see? For me. Not for your own glorification or to take their possessions. So, yes, that lust can force us to do things that we don't want to do. It causes us to do things and then we look back. And we wonder, why did I do that? We make decisions that we regret. Out of lust to please ourselves. So when we're finding fault with another devotee, it could be some lusty problem.
А может, основанием это может быть проблема с вожделением.
From lust comes envy.
Из вожделения исходит гнев.
But it could very well be that that devotee, it could very well be that devotee needs some help.
С этим можно сжиться, если
the devotee may need some help. He may be,
если тебе действительно нужна помощь извне.
They may be behaving badly.
Они, возможно, действуют неподобающим образом.
So we have to help them behave properly.
Мы должны помочь им вести себя правильно.
You see, does that make any sense? It's hard. It's hard. Because we want, because we love Krishna, we want everyone to behave properly. We want, because we love Guru and Krishna, we want everyone to behave properly. So even though it's difficult, we have to learn to tolerate sometimes.
How to help? Maybe sometimes it's nice help if we start to associate with this also. Could be.
What's it?
Because I got news that Maharaj comes in 30 minutes earlier. He comes in 10 minutes.
Oh, then we should.
That's why I just got maybe after class.
Sure, yeah, we can continue.
To manage everything.
And your question, we'll set, talk here. We'll take. Yeah, we'll take talk outside. Die, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Russian Yatra ki jai.
Jyotirananda Prabhu ki jai. Дорогие преданные, вы можете помочь сейчас стулья расставить, когда Махарадж раньше придет,
сейчас будет сильно. Today is the first class of Maharaj. So he's coming after before.